Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels, and we're here for the first episode of our new game show, Real or Creepy. That's where our guests determine whether or not these two stories from Reddit are a real haunting or a fake creepypasta. Today's guest, you know them, Kat and JJ. Thanks, Kat and JJ, for coming on your own game show.
Oh, my goodness.
We're so excited.
I have never done a podcast before. This is so cool.
Yeah.
And it's a game show.
Double, and it's a game show.
Yeah, double win. Bing, bang, boom. Yeah.
That's what makes our stories from Reddit different than every other spooky podcast that does story from Reddit. We turned it into a game show.
That's right.
What are the prizes if we win?
Humility, I think.
Pass.
You know what? That's all I want. So.
Some humility. All right. Well, we will jump into our first story. This was posted by HKO Papa Kalasha 69. It doesn't get any better than that.
Nice.
And the title of this one is Paranormal Experiences at My Ranch. I swear on my family, it's true. So my grandpa has this ranch about 25 miles east of Payson, Arizona. For those in Arizona, it's between Hyler Creek and the 260. It's very secluded, but the land is good for grazing. I spend a lot of time running Jersey cattle on the range, so it sounds like we have a cowboy. Every night, one of us rides out to check on the cattle in the field and to check the fence line for holes in the wire. A few days ago, I was riding out to check on the herd at about 1:30 a.m., and I kept hearing rustling in the tree line running along the fence perimeter. Figured it was coyotes or squirrels. I see a lot of them up there. It went away every 10 to 15 minutes, and then I could hear it again. The second time I heard it, I was off my horse and walking him to a little water trough. The cows were about 150 to 200 yards away, just within my view with the moonlight. I heard the rustling again, but this time it was heavy. Me and my horse Vegas both looked up at the same time, wondering what the fuck we were hearing. At this point, I came to the eerie realization that whatever was out there was tracking me in Vegas. It didn't seem so interested in the cows. So in an attempt to scare it off, I got back on my horse and grabbed my whip and uncoiled it. I don't use it on animals. I only use it to make loud noises to move the cattle. And I cracked it a few times rather than using my pistol. The rustling stopped and the forest was dead quiet once more. Not thinking much about it, I went back to count the head. I guess that means he was counting the cattle. Mm-hmm. I marked 38 heads. All the cows were there. So I started my way back to the house. I was about 3.5 miles away. It's a bit of a trail ride to get back. It was about 10 minutes of silence until I heard the rustling again. At this point, I was getting pissed. I figured it was some little dumbass coyote thinking we were going to lead him somewhere. So I called my grandpa on the radio and told him I was going to fire my gun so he didn't get worried. So I reached down and pulled my revolver from my side, and I fired one round into the air. The rustling stopped as the shot rang out through the woods and the mountains. My ears rang, and the smell of gunpowder filled my nose as the smoke settled. After I calmed Vegas down, I started riding back, only for the rustling to come back 5 minutes later. I started getting really nervous at this point because usually coyotes run away when they get scared by loud noise. I didn't have a flashlight on me because I'm dumb and forgot, so I used my lame iPhone flashlight and dismounted. I slowly walked to the tree line where I heard the rustling as I had my gun out, ready for an animal to jump at me or something worse. I flashed my light around through the clearing of the trees, and to my right, I heard rustling about 100 feet away. I turned over, and to my surprise and confusion, I saw a black silhouette of a horse run across the trail. I immediately thought, shit, is that one of our horses? Is that somebody else's horse? So I rode over to where I saw the horse shaking with anxiety. I looked and was confused as how a horse even ran out of and into the forest because it was so thick with shrubbery. And when I looked back behind me to start riding back, I stopped frozen in fear as I got the chills. I dropped my gun and heard the sound of it hitting the ground echo through the woods, because in front of me, about 50 feet away, was a silhouette of a man wearing a flat brim hat and appeared to have chaps on. I picked up my gun and aimed at the figure, and it was gone. I got back on Vegas and rode like the wind to get out of there, constantly looking behind me in fear of it was following me. I made it back and told my grandpa he was trying to calm me down and said he's had some weird experiences out there too. Okay, so that was a bit of a tale, right? I mean, this guy's in the forest. I don't know if you guys watch
Yellowstone,
but had some real Yellowstone vibes there. Thank you, JJ. Oh. But what do you guys think? I mean, it was well written. It was a fun journey. Did it give you spooky vibes? Do you feel like it could be real?
Well, just real quick, are we allowed to use our phones during the story? Asking for someone else that's looking up this place on his phone.
I mean, I don't think there's any rules of what you can and can't do as long as you stay engaged.
Well, I wanted to make sure Payson, Arizona was a real
place. Well, that's part of the game, JJ. You have to like totally
like I'm Googling is the ghost cowboy silhouette a real ghost?
Yeah, but maybe for good storytelling, they made up a place that sounded really real, because that's what storytellers do.
And that's what I want to know.
We all want to know.
With us, with the name of
what was your conclusion?
My conclusion is that Payson, Arizona is a real place.
Okay.
And that cows currently outnumber humans in Arizona. So him being a cattle rancher seems realistic. I was skeptical when he said Jersey cows, because what are the Jersey cows doing in Arizona? But I guess it's just a breed of cows. So they could be in Arizona. What I'm not so sure about is everything in this story felt like it took place in the 19th century before Reddit. So that kind of makes me feel like this is a fake creepypasta. Like he's like on the ranch with his horse and has a revolver instead of just like, I don't know, a Glock.
What do you know about guns? Okay, rebuttal over here. First off, my unfiltered response to that story, I believed it from the get-go about where the place was and that there would be farmers there and or ranchers and whatever it's called, cows, those things. Yes, animals are in Arizona. I'm
specifically cows though.
Hold on, let me catch my breath.
Those are the big ones that go moo.
And to JJ's point about it seeming like in a different century, like my grandfather and my mother were raised on a farm and it's still totally normal. We're just so like city minded. It's hard to imagine that people still use those terms, but it's very common. And right. It sounded
your
like
grandparents like three generations ago were raised on a farm.
No, so my literal mother was raised on a farm and her father was a cowboy. Like his job was to wrangle in the cows from the pasture or bulls or whatever. And he like had a whip and he rode bareback and or saddled, didn't matter. He could do both. And he had the little lasso thing. I saw my mom lasso a goat once because the goat was bothering all the other animals and we didn't know where the goat came from. So I totally think that sounded like a pretty simple, realistic story.
My other qualm was he said that he didn't know where the horse came from because he was in a really thick forest. Mm-hmm. In Arizona? I've only really been to Phoenix in Arizona, but like it doesn't seem like there's a lot of thick forests, you know?
I'm going to give Kat 100 points because JJ used his phone in that before we clarified the rules. So Kat, you have 100 points. Now, yes. I don't actually know if the story is real or not. That's the fun of the game. We all decide together. Personally, I believe it in a sense that I've watched enough Longmire and Yellowstone to know that people still live that ranch life. So I do believe that. To me, it does feel a little too cinematic that like he had a with a ghost, but it's cool. You know, if somebody told us that on our podcast, I'd probably believe it in print. It makes it a little easier for me to to like,
yeah.
You know what else weirds me out about the story is the minute he sees a human silhouette, he shoots at it.
No, he just draws his gun.
Right.
He did not shoot.
Oh. He didn't shoot.
And a revolver is a common name for a gun these days, still, not just in the ancient times. Mm. But also, if they were trying to like make a creepy pasta story, that's all they got. Like, that's the lamest, like trying to make up a creepy story ever. You know what I mean? They would have been like, and then my horse started like, you know, his eyes went white, you know. I should submit to that.
What exactly do we mean by creepy pasta? Like, yeah, I so vaguely know what it is.
That's a good question. So creepy pasta is technically just any scary literature or pictures that people put out on the internet. It could be creepypasta, could even technically be real. But for the name of this game, it works better if it's real or creepy. So it's fake creepypasta is our definition of this.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That makes sense. And I think that that was a real story that someone was like, this is the Reddit forum where I should post my real experience and see what people think.
You know, like, Kat, that's another 100 points to you for being so kind about the game.
I think this game is bullshit.
All right. On to our second story. Now, this one's a little shorter, but I thought it was super interesting, and I feel like we will all enjoy this one. So this one was submitted on Reddit by Claudia Insights. The title is, I had an encounter with departed President John F. Kennedy while working at Parkland Hospital. So already from the title, you got me on this one. I was interested. So
it's real. I'm just kidding.
So they say 2 years ago, right before COVID became a full-on pandemic, I was sitting in my private office at Old Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas, when I heard the very clear and loud voice of former President John F. Kennedy. As I looked up, his head appeared right in front of me with a translucent body. He said, in the end, all will be well. Don't you fret, but do sound the alarm, ma'am. I don't know if that's what he sounded like, but that's...
Wait, did he... He said, all will be well, but sound the alarm?
That's what the individual, or she said, yeah. At the time of the apparition, I was analyzing a report of ER patients and worried about the trends I was seeing in relation to this new and relatively unknown coronavirus illness. I sensed that the patients we were seeing trickle into the ER would become a tsunami of patients. President Kennedy gave me the courage to sound the alarm. I sent an email to my VP and several other hospital leaders. I told my VP that I had a premonition and communication from my spirit guides that we were underprepared and that this virus would change everything globally. He knew I was a psychic medium, so he altered. For those in the know, after President Kennedy was shot in Dallas by Lee Harvey Oswald, he was taken to Old Parkland Hospital, where he subsequently succumbed to his injuries. Turns out my office is less than 20 feet from what would have been the operating room where JFK died. It was converted to part of a conference room and hallway. Today, a small plaque remains. I must have walked past the plaque 100 times and never paid any attention to it until JFK asked me to walk there. He led me to his plaque. This incident gave me great comfort to know that President Kennedy was still visiting Parkland and trying to help humanity in spirit. This experience gives new meaning to servant spirit. By the way, there have been many reported sightings of him throughout the years. Okay, so this one's a little different than the last story, right? It's a little grandiose, a little big, the kind of thing that floats my boat. So, Kat, we started with JJ last time. So let's start with you this time. How are you feeling about this one?
This is a harder one because it just feels very like tropey, you know? His head, his entire like ghost head came to her and then he's been seen before. But at the same time, there's so many like weird details about it. And, you know, I emailed so-and-so and said I was this and he believed me because they just know me to be a medium. Kind of reminds me of some stories we've heard before. She might really believe that that happened, but am I going to find a way to trick myself into thinking these are all real experiences that people have had?
Seems like it.
I don't know. I think that there's too many tropes from the actual JFK stuff events. So I'm going to say creepypasta.
Creepypasta. Creepypasta. Yeah, I pictured like a bust of his head like floating around.
Yes.
Which is also really fun. All right, JJ. Well, that's kind of stole your thunder there, coming in with a skeptic view.
Well, you don't know what I'm going to say. I mean, as Kat was talking about that, I received a premonition from my spirit guide, which was the head of Gerald Ford.
I thought you were going to say Lee Harvey Oswald.
That would have been smarter. No,
it was Gerald Ford.
What did Mr. Ford, President Ford, say to you?
Gerald Ford told me that it was fake. He said that was a creepypasta for sure. What really lost me was when she emailed her boss at the hospital and was like, oh, we better take this pandemic seriously because JFK told me, and her boss took her seriously, which maybe, I don't know, maybe that's how you get people in Texas to take a pandemic seriously, is you just tell them that a ghost told you it was a real thing.
Well, not just any ghost.
The ghost of JFK. Also, I feel like the way JFK in the story says ma'am is like a real Texas thing. And JFK being from Boston, I just have a hard time picturing the authentic JFK saying, everything will be all right, ma'am.
Yeah.
Which maybe had more to do with your JFK impersonation than with the story itself. But
I have no idea what JFK sounds like. Can y'all do one?
Ask not what your country can do. That's terrible. I sound more Southern than you do. I don't know.
No, but I could do, happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh, Marilyn, not in front of Jackie.
Ew, way to ruin it.
All right, so that's two.
Happy birthday to you.
So that's two fake creepypastas. If I was playing the game, I would agree with both of you as well. It's time to hand out the points for this round. JJ, Kat, you are awarded 1 point. JJ, you are awarded 199 points. That means Kat wins by 2 points.
Wait, does that
you
give
already
me
won.
That, but I only got 100.
You got 200 points last round.
Oh, what?
Wow. Good game.
JJ, you don't look as impressed.
I'm just happy I got 100 points.
JJ,
no, 199 points.
JJ, it's not about who wins. It's about how you play the game.
And it's about who wins.
I won the ultimate prize, which was a real haunting experience because Gerald Ford came to me during the game.
We did learn that he is your spirit guide.
Yeah.
So, audience, if you want to play along at home, make sure you email us at realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com and let us know which story you believe is a real haunting or a fake creepypasta. Till next time, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.